We're three's us, there's three of us. We're weird as f***ing, that's our deal. This could go anywhere, so buckle up and three's us, take the wheel.
There comes a time in a human's life where they listen to this week's episode of Three's Us. Every single human ever listens to this week's episode of Three's Us.
Responsibility, like coming of age kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's like puberty. Yes. Everybody goes through it, you know?
Yeah. This episode, it's like
buttholes.
I'm sorry, what?
It's like everyone has a butthole.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And everyone has a responsibility to listen to this podcast.
Yeah. For some inexplicably, this episode will just have like, what, 7.5-8 billion view listens for some reason compared to all the other ones.
Dude, I can't believe we didn't monetize it.
I mean, I have ad breaks in there. I can't even tell how much that ad revenue would be insane. I'm sure.
It like 7 billion?
Yeah, like 7 billion views would be, even with like four ads. Yeah, like if I played four ads during 7 billion people listening, that'd be a lot of money. All right,
tell your friends. We can make it happen.
All right, this week's shout out, by the way, is from the real Daniel. Actually, this is
what's up, the real Daniel.
Yeah. So do you guys like? So you remember how we were kind of talking about how there was a person leaving Spotify comments who was Daniel, yeah. And we were like, oh, it might actually just be this Daniel.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So Daniel DarkDragon .98 or Dark_Dragon .98 on Instagram says, y'all said to send proof that I'm not Daniel Park. I am the Daniel from the Spotify shoutouts. So there you go. We now have proof.
Wait
that
a
it
minute.
Is, yeah. That could just still be Daniel Park. I don't know. Yeah. No photo
now it
evidence.
Definitely can't be me.
Yeah.
More likely though, today I learned that our Daniel is fake Daniel.
yes. Yeah, we've been hanging out with a fake Daniel for almost 4 years
now. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah. Welcome to Three's Us Podcast, everybody. I thought we would get started with kind of a new iteration of the of a game that I pitched a little while ago called Caveman Concepts, right? It was just this silly little thing where I have...
You try to get us to guess words, and your clues are all one syllable, constructed of one syllable words, right?
The point is we were attempting to sound like cavemen by only being able to use one syllable words to describe something that is pretty in depth. I was the only one to
I just got expenditure. Sorry. And I just had to tell you.
Yeah.
How am I going to do expenditure?
I mean, yeah. You can say pass if you feel like it's impossible. So how I wanted to do it this time, because I obviously was kind of the one mostly doing it last time, is that I sent the other guys a link to a website that's just a random word generator, and so we're going to take turns essentially being the person who just speed. Attempts, because I think the fun of it is more having to do it on the spot rather than like pre-writing your descriptions. It sounds like Daniel wants to go first though, because he's already doing things. So Daniel's going to speak in one syllable words, and we're going to have to figure out what he's describing.
Great.
And they're all random words from this website. All right.
Hit us, Daniel. This is caveman concepts.
Game. This.
You say game?
Game this.
Okay. Game this. Tag.
Not hard.
Okay, easy.
Not hard.
Easy. Checkers, checkers, checkers.
Not lot.
Not a lot. It's like a simple game. Rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
Not game.
Not game.
This game.
Oh.
Word.
Easy. Simple.
Close.
Oh. Yeah. Simple. Easy.
Elementary. Big word. Small word.
Small word.
Okay.
Small word.
I'm inventing a rule that if you want to communicate with Daniel about the clue, you have to also do one word syllable.
Yeah. Okay.
Sound like not top.
Okay.
But
bottom.
So it sound like.
Oh.
So it sound like bottom.
No.
Oh, other word for top probably like breast. Booty. Daniel's making a little like he's like cupping something now. Yeah, with his hands. Okay.
Sound like.
Okay. Shoot! I can't say. Okay. Okay.
That's okay. That's okay.
Sound. string.
String, okay.
Song.
String, song, guitar.
Low.
Bass,
low.
Bass, bass.
Yes.
Oh,
sound like bass.
Yes.
Ace.
It's kind of like easy.
First.
But it sounds like so.
basic.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, basic. There you go.
Oh my gosh, I'm know, so yeah. hard.
Do we want to do it in like a carousel fashion so that like Daniel gets a break and now like either me or Mason have to do it?
Okay. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I need to go to the website actually. Break. Yeah, yeah.
I'll go.
Okay.
I'll
go. Go ahead, Mason.
And I'm hitting generate random word. Use words to talk to
okay.
you, but we are not in the same room.
Phone?
Telephone.
Yeah. Call? Yeah. Oh, phone? Yeah. Phone or wow. telephone? Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Wow, Mason blew me out of the water.
Wow, Mason blew me.
Yeah. I think the simpler the word, the harder it can be. And I think when it's not a construct or like a physical noun, it's a little bit harder to.
Yeah.
I'd argue basic was harder than phone for sure, Daniel. So don't beat yourself up.
Yeah. Basic is like an adjective.
Yeah. Okay. My turn. Random word is, oh my gosh. Okay, I want to try it. To say out loud with
shout.
Umph.
Scream. Yell. Emphasis.
I want to tell you this a lot.
Demand.
Juicy secret.
My love tea. For you. I want to say out
profess.
Loud my
declare.
Close.
Propose.
It's like a synonym for professing, like first proselytizing.
First part of that word.
Pronounce.
Two part or next part is I want this, so I take it as my own
property.
Pro-colonize.
No. Lay blank to this land.
Claim, proclaim.
There it is. Oh. Proclaim. Yeah. So I was trying to say like
close
it wasn't
to, pro-colonizing.
Yeah.
That's
no,
weird.
No. Yeah. Yeah. No, it was a.
Okay.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like close to profess, but yeah, and then proclaim. Anyway, that one was hard. Okay. Yeah.
All right. I got the next one.
Yeah.
I'm great, ready.
Great. Yep, go for
okay.
it.
Okay. Big sad plane crash.
Oh, Hindenburg.
9/11.
Yeah. Oh my god. Tragedy?
Tower. Yeah.
Nice.
Tower.
Wow.
Nice.
Daniel had to go to the tragic.
I had to take the 9/11 route.
Yeah.
I just like that's the first thing that came to mind.
That's fast.
I thought for some reason I thought Daniel somehow got Hindenburg.
Hindenburg. That'd be amazing.
Impossible. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. My turn.
All right.
Generate. Okay. I think I can do this.
Yeah.
This is song style.
Mm-hmm.
Dance groove
beat
old
disco
yeah
nice
yes
that's pretty yeah that's a good that's really well done
nice.
Okay oh my gosh okay I'm gonna try okay thing that comes out of you
poop spit
that
come
close
this.
Big word of that
vomit defecate.
Like thing in nose.
Snot.
Stuff in
thing
nose.
In nose.
Smart word for thing in nose and
mucus.
When you make
discharge.
It, when you make it.
Mucosal discharge. Oh,
no.
Excrete.
Perspire. Excrete.
Close.
Excretion.
Secrete.
Yeah. Secretion. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Secretion
That's
was my
a
word.
Crazy
yeah,
word,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Sweet. I got this.
All right.
Ooh. Okay. Song man.
Okay.
Big square. Scratch.
Big square.
DJ.
J is
jockey.
Yeah, jockey.
Oh, nice. Okay, didn't go the horse route. Yeah, I went the DJ route.
I figured horse would be too hard.
Yeah, no, that's fair. You did a good job for sure. Yeah. All right.
All
right. I have one. I can't tell how easy it'll be.
Okay.
Let's find out.
This is when
Frenulum.
Lots of us get in a shape.
Oh, formation. Oh.
Yep.
Oh wow! Yeah,
what?
There you go. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you did a good job. When a lot of us get in a shape, yeah.
I call
formation.
Hacks.
Yeah, I call. I'm screen hacking.
I'm
looking at Mason's
hacks.
Screen. Yeah. All right, last one. Here we go. Secretion again. No. Okay. Ooh. Part of leg, near, foot.
Kneecap.
That.
Ankle?
Yeah, it's literally just ankle. Yeah. Pretty easy one. I think parts of body are probably pretty easy on the whole. But yeah.
Can I do another one?
Yeah, I can do another one. All right.
Okay.
Too easy. Too easy. Easy hacks. Okay.
GG too easy, yeah.
All right. Come on, baby. Oh, my Lord.
Sounds juicy.
Oh, my. I almost said a three-syllable word on accident. Okay.
complicated.
Thing that takes place that you think up
idea
as point out or think of way to put you in my shoes.
Hypothetical?
close.
Think of way to put you in my shoes. Empathy.
Hypothetical. Sympathy.
Yes, close.
Analogy?
Close. Think of this. You and I are in point of time where this takes place.
Scenario?
Yes. Scenario.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Nice.
Good job. That was infinitely harder than ankle. Wow. Yeah.
That was scenario. Crazy.
Yeah. I was trying to be, like, imagine yourself, but without imagining yourself. Think of like this thing where you,
Daniel, do you have one more? Because I have one more I want to do.
Okay.
Well, I'll let you go, Mason.
Yeah. Mason, go ahead. Extra credit.
I actually think this will be hard.
Wrong. Those are, there's a lot of, yeah.
When I want you to do thing,
ask.
So I give you thing that you want.
Trade. Negotiate.
So you do it.
Negotiate.
When you need, thing to do thing, so you want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or if no thing, you don't want to do it.
Ticket?
But now that you...
Oh, reason? No.
Now that you get thing...
Motivation?
Incentive.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh.
Whoa!
Dude, we're blowing each other's minds. Right? Dude, we're blowing each other right now.
Each other, bro.
Yeah, that was good.
Dude,
we had some...
Dude, you just blew me.
Well done. That's, incentive.
Oh, man, that was really fun.
Oh, my
Lord. I like
human
concepts with random word generator.
Yes, much better than pre-thinking of it. It's less silly when you do it that way. But thank you guys for warming your brain up. Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of cavemen, I'm sure that they would be interested in my next talking point because it has to do with
technology.
Like survivability.
Yeah, technology.
I mean, kind of.
Fire.
Yeah.
Are you guys familiar with like how you're supposed to layer up like in cold weather?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how there's like base layer and there's like a middle layer and like an outer shell? And typically with the base layer, you have like long johns or something, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, this new trend is happening. With base layers, instead of using, you know, like merino wool or some kind of like hybrid fancy material.
Ice packs.
No. Fishnet shirts.
Oh, really?
Fishnet shirts. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
What does that do?
It doesn't seem like it does anything.
Right. You would think that it would do the opposite, right? Because it has a million tiny holes in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But actually somehow it's like better than both merino wool and like other polymer or whatever material stuff.
Yeah.
I say this with an asterisk because like I can't say like objectively in all regards.
I just went to Boston and it was quite cold at points. Right.
Did you bring your fishnet?
I forgot my fishnets at home.
Dang. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually did underpack the cold weather layers and stuff. So the last day we were there, we were like going on a walk outside in Boston Commons, which is the big park there.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is very cold.
Yeah. Yeah.
can we run instead?
It's January in Boston. I shouldn't be walking out here with like my evening jacket and that's it.
It's funny because like I know Mason, like you specifically love being cold in comparison to being hot. Like I know being hot for is like the worst fucking thing. So it's like funny to hear
I
you
die.
Yeah, it's like funny to hear you be at a place where you're actually not happy with how cold it is.
And like I still prefer being too cold to too hot, which is brutal because I live in Los Angeles. but like It reached a point where it was uncomfortably cold, and I was like, yeah, I kind of want this walk to wrap up on the sooner side because it's like cold. Really cold. And my head was getting wet because it was raining too.
Right.
And I didn't bring a rain jacket.
My brother went to school at Purdue, which is in the middle of like rural Indiana. And he was basically like almost in like a weird flexy way. He was like, you don't know what real cold is until it hurts to breathe. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. OK, yeah, I guess I don't.
Anyways, coming back
thing. Off hard.
Yeah.
It's actually because, you know, so how most insulating things work off of trapping air, like down jackets, like have a whole bunch of air to insulate you. The fishnet somehow, like in between the like fibers, it holds the air. So it keeps you warm that way. And then when you are like hiking or whatever and you get all sweaty with normal base layers, it would just be completely soaked and take forever to dry. Right. But because fishnets have tons of holes in it, like it makes you like evaporate and become drier faster, keeping you warm.
The breathability of it creates more air pockets of warmth.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. Yeah.
I just thought it was weird.
It makes sense because sweat is to cool you down. So if you're like drenched in it, you will have a hard time warming up.
It's funny because I've been searching Amazon for like fishnet base layers because like I kind of want to try it but unfortunately now all my suggestions are like look at these like
G-string
interesting things.
Legging
would you like this
pantyhose
butt plug
I thought you're gonna be like so now instead of long johns I just put in a butt plug and I'm
heated butt plug I feel like that might work
that sounds fire honestly just kidding I don't like... want to do that don't stop sending me those listeners.
We all know that heat exits through our butthole the most. So
speaking of butt plugs though, that transitions into the game that we're playing. Guess my age. And the first one is butt plugs.
Wait, is it actually?
Oh, okay. I see.
Wait, did I already do butt plugs?
No, I'm just shocked by the fact that you had such a brilliant transition that made no sense until you were like, actually the first thing I was thinking of doing for this is butt plugs.
I thought you were like, guess my age, and I was like, I don't see how age is connected to butt plugs.
So for the listeners unaware, guess my age started with Danny actually with celebrities or like famous people, I think. Then I decided to take it and just do it for random
like
nouns,
objects and concepts.
So now you guys have to guess when the butt plug was invented.
Oh my gosh,
this one feels like it would be really old. Like
I'll take a year or an age. I have both.
Like, for example, Greeks, I know the Greeks
love
did anal
putting
sex.
Things in their butt.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's a thing. I know.
Right.
I just know it.
You
know.
I feel it. Yeah. That makes sense. I wouldn't be surprised if like part of that was just understanding that the sensations in the butt are nice and probably
1000 BC.
1000 BC.
1000 BC.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just don't want to know what they. I don't want to know what they used as like the first butt plug because that.
Yeah.
Sounds
I also don't
like,
know what qualifies as a proper butt plug versus like a caveman who wanted to touch his prostate with a stick. You know.
Yeah.
Rock-shaped butt plug.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because not everything you stick in your butt for fun is a butt plug per se.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm gonna say 15 AD. I'm just gonna go a little earlier than Mason, just so I can
just
basically
after Jesus. Yeah.
Just after Jesus was.
But a wee teenager.
Someone looked left, looked right to see if Jesus was around. He wasn't, so he was like, "I can do this."
Okay. So in that case, it goes to Danny, I believe, because the first like recorded butt plug apparently was in 1893.
Oh Jesus! Okay,
well, that's really late. People have been enjoying themselves up there for longer than that.
But I don't think they've had the idea.
A proper constructed toy for it.
Interestingly, it started as a medical device, rectal dilator.
And
so they were 131 like, years old.
Yeah, I might need to do some more exams at home.
Yeah. Can I take one home? Yeah.
You can never be too safe.
Feel a lot better. All right, the next one. I actually put this on the list because I saw a video about it.
Yeah.
About the origins of the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So how old is that?
Whoa.
Okay. So I have no specific knowledge of this, but I do know a lot of American classics were invented as propaganda in the 50s. Mm. So I'm going to say like 1951.
Mm, right. Because okay. I remember, didn't we talk about, was it George Washington Carver that invented peanut butter? Mm. But like,
that was in the 1800s, I think.
Right, yeah. Right. But that is not when the combination of jelly and peanut butter in a sandwich is.
Yeah. I believe cereal for breakfast and like wedding rings and like all kinds of quote unquote traditions are actually less old than our parents are.
Mm, oh, wow. Okay. Huh.
Oh, I didn't know.
So you say the 50s. I'm going to I'll go like a little bit earlier just to capitalize on the fact that Mason might be a little later. I'm going to say 1929, the Great Depression.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm going to have to start making Danny guess first because he got it right again.
Whoa.
Nice.
1901.
Oh, shit. Okay. Okay, wow. Yeah. Damn.
Okay. Here's the next one, a little bit of a curveball.
Okay.
How much time has elapsed since the beginning of this recording?
Whoa. Like this exact, oh my gosh, because you're the one who's
that's funny. That's cool. What's the age of this recording session of 3?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 29 minutes.
29 minutes. Oh. Okay.
It's funny because like the listeners at home, it'll probably be shorter because I will have cut down certain things probably. I'm going to say more like 21 minutes. I don't think we've been going for as long.
Danny gets it again. It's 22 minutes.
22. Wow. Yeah.
Nice guess.
I secretly had a timer the whole time.
Bullshit.
Wow. Okay.
Really quick note. I think the thing about all the American traditions invented in the 50s was because that was the first era in which like families had TVs. And so like the first golden age of TV advertisement was really easy because no one had media literacy. So they could just say that things are what
everyone
you do in
this.
Situations and people would just believe it. Like they're just like, oh, everyone eats cornflakes for breakfast. By the way, I sell cornflakes. Don't ask. And then, then people were just like, wow, everyone has always eaten cornflakes for breakfast.
I should get with the times. Yeah.
That's funny.
Okay.
All right. Next one. Here's another curveball for you.
Mm-hmm.
A four-year-old in Korea.
Oh, they're five, I think, right? Or they're called...
Oh, I understand the question now. Yeah, I think they're five.
Yeah. Are we both correct?
Ooh, you would be correct a couple years ago, but they changed that, actually.
Whoa. Oh, so...
They officially changed that.
It is four then, right? It's just a trick question.
Yeah.
It's four. Damn.
So just four. Okay. For those
would
who
you
don't...
help... Yeah.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, the way that Korea used to track age, which I thought was really cool, and I'm sad that they changed it, was... by counting the number of years that you experience. So once the new year passed, everybody gets a year older. So that's why when you're born, you're immediately one. And so the age of anybody in Korea would be 1 year more than in America.
Right.
Typically.
Yeah, it is. It makes you think about because like I oftentimes think about like when did we start acknowledging years as AD? Like, I wonder what year they just were like, there was this thing that happened where
they weren't instantly like AD.
Like people weren't like, oh, it's now 1 AD, the year that Jesus was born or whatever, you know, like
that's a great question.
Yeah. Like at what point, like, is it a few hundred years in, did they start calling it AD maybe? Or was it like the you know, like
that
800, you know?
Me,
yeah.
Like it in computer programming, when they started using like time and recording that.
Yeah.
For some reason they decided that like the beginning of time was like January 1963.
What?
I have no idea why did that.
Yeah.
But like that's like the datum that they use for all time related things.
That's so interesting.
It's just really weird.
Yeah.
I looked up your question, Danny, because I got too curious. The dating system was devised in 525 by Dionysius Exiguus, which sounds like a Holy Roman Empire name, so Byzantine maybe.
Yeah.
Or
Greek, I guess, because I think Dionysus is a Greek god. I mean,
I don't even fucking
matter.
Know. Forget it. Cut that part so I don't sound stupid. Anyway, but was not widely used until the 9th century, so the 800s.
Yeah. I do think it's pretty funny to like go back and or just like imagine like how funny it would be if like people in like 400 AD or BC like called it 400 BC and then the years went down every year. They're like, oh, now it's 399 BC. What's going to happen in 399 years?
All right, so I just looked up Dionysus Exiguus because now I'm worried that I'm wrong. And
is he Greek?
He was a 6th century Eastern Roman monk.
Oh, there you go. Nice.
Suck it, Danny.
Yeah, yeah.
Born in Scythia Minor. Now I have to look that up. Fuck.
Oh my gosh.
It was a Roman province. I was right. Yeah. Enough.
Okay.
Mason was pissed about the fact that he hasn't won any of the Guess My Ages yet. So he was like, well, I got to get this right.
I got to get a W.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Sorry, Daniel. Continue.
All right. Next one.
Mm-hmm.
Your oldest heart muscle cell.
Oh.
On average.
Jeez. Okay. Like before it dies.
You know how like in your body, your cells like will regenerate. Yeah. So how long does it take for a heart muscle cell to like
fully regenerate
one? Yeah.
Well, mine's
like the
30.
Ship of Theseus where it's all different parts now.
Yeah. I'm gonna say like I don't even remember how long it takes for like cells to like what a typical cell life is. I'll say a fucking week. I don't know.
I'm gonna do 11 years.
11 years.
So we got a week and 11 years.
Yes. I'm not even gonna try and correct my answer to something more reasonable.
You know what the funniest thing is? Mason's closer.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Good.
40 years old.
Jesus. Okay. So I wasn't.
You're saying the life cycle of an individual heart cell is 40 years?
Yeah. Before
that's
like
crazy.
Like dies and creates like not replicates. Like you know, it takes 40 years for a heart cell to be replaced with a new heart cell.
So as in like the three of us have heart cells that we've had since birth, basically because we are not 40 years old. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Obviously not every single one, but like we definitely have heart cells that have been here since the early days. The ride or die cells, as I like to call them.
Yeah, no bandwagon cells here.
All right,
funnily enough, I went to Boston for my friend Sasha's PhD, which was on heart cells in large parts. So.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, that's cool.
I hope she hears this and hears us really stumbling over the basics of what heart cells are like.
Yeah, yeah.
I just know that I'm going to be wrong and she's going to like text me being like, that's not what that means or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, once you get your PhD, you become a huge asshole to everyone about what your PhD learned.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Here's the last one.
Yeah.
How old is the color blue?
Oh, what?
Where it's labeled blue?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like the to categorize that color as blue, like the name blue.
Right.
I'm gonna throw it back to the Greeks again. I'm gonna go 1800 BC.
You mean the Romans, Mason?
stupid.
Yeah, yeah. No, well, we all know though that when our parents were young, everything was in black and white though. So
yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. That's a good point.
1970. Okay, you said what year did you say, Mason, or did you just said like ancient Greek?
I said 1800 BC.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'll go
big swings only.
Yeah. I'm gonna go 33 AD, which is I think around the year Jesus died. I don't know why. yeah.
Someone looked left, looked right, and went, "Yeah, I can do this. He's
blue.
Gone."
Yeah, blue. Yeah,
the color blue.
Yeah. Yeah. Blue. It's probably BC, okay. But I'll say,
You guys are going to have to help me because I only have the year, and I don't know how time works, but 4,500 years old.
4,500 years old?
I'm definitely closer.
I'm actually
shockingly close. I'm only 700 years off.
Nice.
Oh, good job, well done, man. But yeah, I thought it was like crazy because I remember listening to a podcast about colors and they were mentioning Homer's Odyssey, how he never used the word blue because it didn't exist at that time.
Oh, whoa.
And he would...
Too ancient.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he would describe the sea as wine dark.
Oh.
Yes.
And things like that. Yeah.
Yes, I remember hearing that the Odyssey describes the ocean in like a way that modern readers are like, no, that's fucked up. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Also, another interesting one was he described honey as green.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's just crazy how we think about colors.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah.
Dang.
And how important the labels for them are.
Yeah. Thank you, Daniel. It's funny. I think on the whole, you absolutely are the one of the three of us who contributes the most things that I feel
to our education.
Intellectually enriched by. Yeah. So thank you for that. And hopefully at home.
Fun.
Yeah, at least you guys learned something.
You really blew us.
Yeah.
I really blew you guys.
Yeah. And I know we completely not ditched, but like, I think we moved past the at least I learned something segment, but I think it's now because we learn a lot of things from other shit that we do
Daniel.
On this podcast. From Daniel, yeah. And so, Yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Threesis, and thank you all, what, 7, 8 billion, however many people there are in the world right now. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you to our 8 billion listeners.
Especially the ones who don't know English. Thank you for trying.
How'd you listen this long?
Maybe they just like the sound of our voice. I don't know. And Daniel, dude. Daniel, what do you have to say? And say it in every possible language that people could be listening in.
That's probably a syllable from everywhere at some point.
Yeah.
And speaking in tongues.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Bye.
Bye. Ah!